Hey, it's Jackie. Rocks, what's happening? I've just tried five times to get this recording going. Anyway, today. Okay, today we are discussing relationships. Now, Scooter Doo was supposed to be here because he was going to be the male opposition. In other words, why do we act so crazy? And he had questions and stuff to ask. And, you know, it's kind of, well, he's tired of hearing just my version of it. And he goes, do all women answer the same way? And I said, yeah, basically. And he goes, so if I say, why are you so cranky in the morning? And I'm like, because I got up and I was just like, I don't like you right now. And just leave me alone. I haven't had my coffee yet. Let me get my coffee down and then I will hug and kiss and love you. Make you your lunch and cater to you, oh, massa.
So cranky because I got up and looked at you.
See, we think alike.
Exactly. You're so brave, damn it.
Anyway, so Robin is going to start. So tell me, Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones. Oh my God!
Didn't Mrs. Jones sleep with the graduate? Whoa!
Oh my God.
Oh no, that was Mrs. Or was it Mrs. Robinson?
Mrs. Robinson.
You mean Mrs. Robinson? Robinson, yes. Well, wait a minute. Oh no, the other one was Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. No, there you go. You tell it, girl. Oh, yeah. Okay, now that we have cleared all the phlegm and we've gotten everything going in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead and announce yourself.
Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Robin and.
This is Jackie.
And we are.
Roj Rocks! Woohoo! Welcome to our second episode. I feel silly because I don't have any Scooby Dooby music playing in the back. I should have hit that button and that do 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 do. So anyway, we're gonna get started. We wanted to talk about relationships. And, you know, if you feel like emailing, texting, letting us know what you think, thank you to all of our new listeners. I was really kind of I was like, wow, Twitter really snatched onto us. So must be doing something good. I was almost ready to call that twatter. But anyway, but we must play nice and be very cleanly about our language. Robin.
Okay, like Jackie said, we are going to talk about relationships today. And kind of something that triggered this for me was something that I saw in Wawa the other day. I was in there to get lunch. Before I went to work in the morning, I wanted to go in there and get a sandwich to take to work. And I started thinking about it because I just couldn't believe what I saw. Okay, so there's this guy, you know, in there standing in line waiting for his whatever he was waiting for, sandwich, breakfast, whatever he was waiting for. So he's standing there waiting, quiet guy, kind of a really tall, burly guy, you know, beard, mustache type thing, just hanging out, waiting for a sandwich, and his girlfriend comes public place, and says, okay, I can't say what she said, but I'll bleep it. And it was like, give me that bleep and keys. I'm trying to bleep and call you for a bleep and half an hour. Okay,
oh.
So I don't think he was answering for half an hour.
Uh-huh.
She is yelling at this poor bastard, like, you know, right in the middle of the store with people around.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, wow. So, and he didn't say anything. He just handed her the keys. So I'm like thinking, wow, you know, have we really become this ignorant of a society? And clearly she does not respect this man. Okay, clearly she has no respect for this man. So how can you be in love with the guy, in a relationship with this guy, and not respect him?
Wow.
You know? And so she goes out to the car and she does something, and then she comes back in and like bipolar kicks in, because she comes in, gives him his keys back, and she says, okay, have a good day, and gives him a kiss.
Whoa. Is she from Jersey?
She must be, right? The simpleton said nothing the whole time. All of this happened, and he's still just looking straight, waiting for his food to come up. Yeah, and I was like, wow. I kind of felt sorry for the guy. Listen, okay, we all get mad, and we all get mad at our spouses, boyfriends, you know, whatever. And, you know, I get that, but I'm thinking she has zero respect for this guy. And is this what our culture and our society has become? And how does it get to that point? How can this woman say, I love this guy, and then treat him like that?
I know. Well, you know, you're not the first one to see that. And I'll be honest with you, I am very guilty of, like, suddenly turn into a big flame and go running into the store and yell at my husband. And then he's standing there going, but I, and I'm like, shut up! I will deal with you when we get home! But, you know, the thing is, and mind you, when we get home, I'm in trouble. He's like, don't you ever talk to me that way? Are you out of your mind? And I'm like, yes.
I'm never out of my mind. It was, the flames coming out of my head, I was
80. It was a menopause. I'm so sorry.
Girl, you use menopause all the time, don't you?
Yes,
you
I do. Men- it's
oh,
my only.
Geez.
It's the only thing I can use. When I see sad movies, I can't show I truly have feelings. Those are only for the elderly, children, people I want to deal with. You know, those are not for regular people. Those are not for the people my age. Let's put it that way.
Oh my God.
Because others my age, when I come out like that, they're like, oh, girl, I understand. I know. Oh, you know what I mean? So it's the younger generation that are like, God, she's a big meaner. You know, the same thing. Okay. You want to talk about that. Same thing with that timeout. It's kind of like, you know, the timeout thing.
Yeah.
I never knew what timeout was. My mom's was time's up. Time's up.
Exactly.
And your butt is mine, and I've either got a fly swatter, a ruler, my shoe, if I can't reach you, spatula, switch, whatever's handy. And see, that's not abuse. That is not abuse, because I knew better. Oh my God. Have you seen the new Roseanne show?
I did not.
Oh,
I did
my
not watch that.
God. Let me just tell you something. Everything Roseanne does in this show is something I would do. I'm like, oh my God, because really seriously, and I love Darlene's character, you know, I'm not putting her down, but yeah, she's the new age parent that let me talk to my children. And, you know, in a lot of ways, yes, I understand, you know, but My mom and dad never said go sit in the corner and think about what you did. They beat the crap out of me. That helped it, it jogged it along and really locked it into my mind that if I did that again, this would happen. Okay? The consequences were right then and there and they were immediate. They didn't, we, you know, we didn't wait for consequences because there was no such thing as that.
Right, right.
But I'm sorry, go back to the relationship, sorry.
yeah, and you know, I mean, I would love to get people's take on this because, I mean, I don't think everybody does it. And you know what, and to be honest with you, it's been a long time since I've been in an actual relationship, so I'm not even sure how I would react to certain situations. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's like, which kind of scares me because if I really care for somebody, I certainly don't want to treat them like that, but maybe it's warranted, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know? I mean, I can remember back when I was in, you know, a relationship or I was married. Oh yeah, those things happened. They did happen. You know, you're going to be stupid. I'm not going to sit there and take that. I'm going to call you out as being stupid.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened up to the point, but I could only look at this guy and go, man, poor bastard. Because, you know, he was just standing there minding his own business, and he didn't appear to be an a-hole, so I'm not really sure if he really is, or...
And he was hiding it well.
Right, you don't know. Right, because
right.
maybe his mama taught him you don't air out your dirty laundry in public.
And her mama taught her go in there and drag that man out by his hair and beat his ass coming out the door.
Yeah, right. So now you got fire and ice there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But hang on for a minute. What we're gonna do is we're gonna take us a short break. We're gonna listen to a song. Robin, what do you think of that?
I like it.
Okay, so give us just a second, and we'll be back after this song.